Good morning, everyone. How wonderful to see you all here today. I began my quest by inquiring about favourite hymns of you all. There were far too many suggestions to include in one service, so I did the only sensible thing and put all the names in a hat and let Tony draw them out. I do hope you will all join in enthusiastically with our Hazelmere songs of praise. James chapter 5, verse 13 says, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise." Our first hymn this morning is "Morning Has Broken." This was written by Eleanor Fargen, 1881 to 1965. She was an English author of children's stories, plays, poetry, and satire. She was friends with both D.H. Lawrence and Walter de la Mare. "Morning Has Broken" was first published in Songs of Praise, 1931. English pop singer Cat Stevens recorded his popular version in 1971. Michelle chose this one, and she says it evokes happiness in her.
Let us pray. We come before you, Lord, with hearts eager to experience the fullness of joy in our worship today. Infuse our singing, prayers, and reflection with a cheerful spirit of celebration and praise. As Psalm 100 encourages us, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. May this time together be a personal offering, reflecting our deep gratitude for your boundless goodness and grace. Let every moment of this service be a testament to the joy that flows from knowing you and experiencing your presence. Fill our hearts with praise as we sing the hymns we love and bring glory to your holy name. And now let us say together the words our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us, was written in 1821 by James Edmonston, an English architect and hymn writer. It is set to the tune of Mannheim by the German composer Friedrich Philitz. This powerful hymn is Sally's favourite and was sung at her wedding to Paul.
Our first reading this morning is taken from the Book of Psalms, more specifically Psalm 146. And you'll be able to find that on page 632 in the Church Bible if you wish to follow it. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, and the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets his prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Our next two hymns, note two, were written by Fanny Crosby. She's one of the most prolific hymn writers in the history of the United States. She was born with a sight defect, and by the age of six, she'd actually lost her sight, but she considered that her lack of sight was a blessing, saying it allowed her to focus on writing hymns. I think she wrote over 5,000 hymns, if not up to 10,000. And the first hymn is the one that I have selected, is Blessed Assurance. It's always been one of my favourite hymns, and my dear Marjorie also loved this one, and you may recall that at her Thanksgiving service almost 4 years ago now, we sang that one. After that, we'll then sing To God Be the Glory. This was chosen by Sharon, our minister, who said at the time, "It says everything, honouring the praise and the glory of our Lord." And I suggest we remain standing between the two hymns. We're singing one after the other, and I'll come and join you for that.
Our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 16 to 28. You can find this on page 986 in your church Bible. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments." "Which ones?" the man inquired. Jesus replied, "Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," the young man said. What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Peter answered him, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. At the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields for my sake, will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." Thanks be to God for his work. Right. Charles Wesley was born in 1707 and lived through to 1788. He was an English-American cleric and a principal leader of the Methodist movement. Wesley was a prolific hymn writer who wrote over 6,500 hymns during his lifetime. We'll now sing one of them, "And Can It Be," which has been chosen by Joe, who said, "I find this both uplifting and encouraging."
The word him comes from the Greek word hymnos, which means a song of praise. Hymns are religious songs which praise God and serve as a prayer of thanksgiving. They can be traced back to many ancient cultures, including ancient Egypt, India, and Greece. Christian hymns in medieval times included Latin psalm texts from the Old Testament set to simple melodies. These were known as the Gregorian chants and sung by monastery choirs. In the 16th century, churchgoers were given much greater access to hymns because of the invention of the printing press. The influential German theologian Martin Luther began encouraging people to sing together in congregations. And in England, the nonconformist minister Isaac Watts, 1674 to 1748, began a transformation of congregational singing. He became the liberator of the English hymnody, as his hymns moved most people away from simply singing Old Testament psalms, inspiring them to sing from the heart with great faith and understanding. Another significant movement affected the hymns of the church, the Methodist movement, led by the brothers John and Charles Wesley. They used simple rhythms and singable melodies to help congregations sing. They wrote many of our most well-known hymns, which remain extremely popular today. We're going to sing two hymns now. The first, Amazing Grace, has become a beloved hymn, sung in various languages and across different denominations. Its author, John Newton, 1725 to 1807, was an English clergyman and poet. And this was chosen by Philippa, and she says, "Grace is in my life, and grace is my mantra." And after this, we're then going to sing the praise and worship song, "There is a Redeemer," written in 1977 by Melody Green. And that's actually my special hymn.
an interesting story. While recovering from a serious mining accident in Oklahoma, Vernon Spencer began playing music at a local bar called the Bucket of Blood. He enjoyed the work so much, he hopped on a train to Hollywood in 1931, hoping to make it big. Tim Spencer became his stage name, and he joined Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers to become one of the most popular groups in America. Tim married a Christian lady called Velma, who prayed earnestly for him, especially while he was out on the road. He needed all the prayers he could get, for his lifestyle was epitomised by the title of one of his hits, Cigarettes, Whiskey and Wild, Wild Women. Then one day, in a hotel in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, Tim opened a letter from his wife, which included a verse of scripture. Picking up a nearby Gideon Bible, Tim read the passage and realised he needed to change his life. In prayer, he yielded his life to the Lord. Tim Spencer later established a gospel music publishing company called Manor Music. And a few years later, his son brought him a song from a student missionary conference. Tim contacted the author of the words, Stuart Hine, and published the song. It has become one of the most loved hymns of the 20th century. And that's how the author of Cigarettes, Whiskey and Wild, Wild Women became the publisher who helped to introduce the world to How Great Thou Art. How Great Thou Art was written by Stuart Hine, an English missionary, an overall winner of our favourite hymn poll. Pam, Pat and Judy all chose this. And Pam Mudd says, it touches me right to my heart. And then we're going to sing two together. Our final hymn this morning is the beautiful hymn. Makes me smile, can't help it. Shine, Jesus, shine. This uplifting praise song was written in 1987 by Graham Kendrick. He was born on the 2nd of August 1950 and is a British Christian singer, songwriter and worship leader. This is my chosen favourite, which I find so uplifting and complete. It gives me the enthusiasm to cope and shine for Jesus.